I'm Donald Waters, and welcome to Pocket Cinema, a conversation show about Star Wars, House Moving Castle, and much, much more. Today on the show, we have...
Hi, everybody, I'm Nate Hall. We're also joined by today...
Tyler!
Yeah, that's Tyler.
He doesn't have a headset on.
Not currently.
Yeah, that's why he just left.
And today, we are joined by two guests. One's a returning member, if you remember, folks, from maybe the third episode or so, Cole, who was on... He talked with us about Tick, Tick, Boom and Orient in the Dark. And we also are joined today by David. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. Happy we're talking about Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it Orion?
Orion in the Dark.
Yeah, did I say Orion?
Yeah. Oh, that's way off.
Well,
way off.
We have both Cole and David here because in class today, I was talking to David over here about Ahsoka. Is that how you pronounce it?
Ahsoka, yeah.
The TV show. He was like, oh, it's so good. Cole looks back. No. And then they had a full-on argument. So I thought, this is gold. And so brought both of them on. We're going to do Star Wars tier list. You can't really see it, but hopefully us talking through it, you can visualize it. So there's S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, D tier, E tier, and F tier. And we're going to go through all the shows and movies. I don't know how long this is going to take, but... It's David's computer, so if David wants to start it off.
Depends on how old.
All right, so first off, do we want to start? We should probably start movie order. Start with A New Hope.
Yeah.
All right, A New Hope. I
love A New Hope.
I think it's a good movie. I think for 1977, it's a really good movie.
Oh, yeah.
Personally, I don't think I'd put it S or A tier, but I think it's a solid B tier movie. I think there's better ones in the series. In
I opinion. Think you're high and you have no idea what you're talking about. It is a perfect A tier
yeah.
movie.
No, I was going to say S tier.
S tier, but that's also just.
Yeah. I used to be
Star
not
Wars
big
Cock
on
sucker.
It.
I'm not going to say S tier because there's one that's better than it
mm-hmm.
in the original trilogy.
I know, yep.
But
yeah.
I'll say A tier. It is the perfect movie. It was no expectations, but it blew the every expectation out of the water with the effects, with Industrial Light and Magic, and the. Stuff they invented and the lightsabers and how
yeah.
creative they were. It was perfect. And
solid C because I haven't seen it and that's right in the middle.
Have you not seen A New Hope?
What?
And your favorite movie is Multiverse of Madness.
Remember what we did with Nick? Remember what we did with Nick?
With who?
Nick?
Oh yeah, do you want to tell the story?
So our friend Nick has never seen like any of the Star Wars movies, I'm pretty sure. So at our friend's sleepover, this is like good few years ago when we were like early in high school, we put on Star Wars and we had to hold him down and we held his eyes open because he refused to watch the movie.
That's
and we're gonna do that with you.
I'm not gonna refuse to watch it.
You better not.
That's tough.
I used to not be big on it and then I rewatched it recently while I was sick and it was so soothing it brought me to sleep, but it was really good.
I started playing the the Lego Star Wars video game on the Wii.
Yeah,
I learned to read by reading the credit scrolls in the beginning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I've been a Star Wars fan ever since I could probably learn how to read.
So I think good compromise would be A tier.
You can bump me up to A tier. I'll agree with that.
Is it not gonna
disregard my C tier?
There you go.
Okay, Empire Strikes Back.
S tier.
S tier. Yep.
There is no argument about it.
No, I agree.
Have you seen Empire?
I don't think so.
What?
Dude.
Are we going to have to
Last Jedi with me?
Yes.
Are we going to have to recommend the whole trilogy
yes.
on
That's
the show?
That's your recommendation.
For spring break?
I don't have a spring break.
Yeah, it's a really good... It's directed by the same guy who also did RoboCop Part 2, which I find really funny. But, so, number 3, Return of the Jedi. This one?
I'm stuck between A and S. It's not better than Empire, but it's also not the same level as A New Hope. It's, you know, A New Hope is a good base level, and everything was just built off of that.
Yeah.
So, like, it was great, then it got better.
I think it's in between.
It's A and S. It's,
yeah. If we could put it in the middle, we can.
Me and my brother watched through all the Star Wars movies a while ago. Yeah, I would say A tier, because... I would put it in C tier simply because I thought the Ewoks were just so annoying.
That's why you're dropping it to C?
And I just haven't seen it in a long time. I haven't seen it in years.
I know you haven't ever played Battlefront 2. Have either of you played like the newer Battlefront 2?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's Ewok Hunt. That shit's terrifying.
It's legitimately scary.
It's one of the best game modes I've seen in a minute. I love Ewok Hunt.
It's like comparable to Infected.
Yeah.
Or think of, like, when you would, like, play hide-and-seek as a kid, and then you get caught, and then you become a hider, or a seeker, and you have to find everyone else. So, in this game mode, there's, like, three stormtroopers, and everyone else is Ewoks.
Okay.
Right? Or is it it's the other way around?
There's, like, a group of each, just, like...
Yeah.
Probably five.
You start off with one Ewok.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, yeah, that's how it is. Ewoks and stormtroopers, and then... The stormtroopers basically can only see, they're in first person view and they can only see through their flashlight, like this small field of view. And then these little tiny gremlins with pitchforks and like slingshots are just coming down from the trees and stabbing you. And then once you die, you become an Ewok and it just becomes this massive hunt and it's terrifying.
That's really funny.
It's super great. I like putting you in the atmosphere.
What console is it on?
It's on Xbox. Everything. You could play it on there.
It's probably pretty cheap too. Now it's like probably $5.
Yeah. If you play Xbox, it's on the Game Pass.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's free. Well, with the Game Pass. Anyways, moving on.
So does everybody agree with A tier?
Yeah.
I'd say A tier above A New Hope.
C tier?
A tier above A New Hope.
Yeah, I agree.
Above A New Hope?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd put it above
Return
A New
Hope.
Return
of the Jedi is better than A New Hope.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything worse than A New Hope. It does everything better.
As long as it's not an S tier. Then we're fine.
Just because of the Ewoks?
You can... I think you can individually move them. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. Next one is Phantom Menace, right?
Phantom Menace.
Is that
one of the
old ones? That's... Misa!
First the prequels.
That's, Jar Jar Binks and all that. All
right. Here's what I'm going to say. Visually, it was fine. The effects were fine for the time. They tried some new things. Some things didn't work, but a lot of things did work. Like the pod racing scenes, that was all practical.
I still watch that on YouTube all the time.
The effects of the area was all, or like the stadium was all practical. Mm-hmm. And then in the canyon, that was a new technology that they created where it was like projection mapping, where they took real textures of rocks and projected it on this 3D area. And it was brand new at the time, and it looked fantastic. So visually, I think they did a good job. The fight choreography, fantastic. Yeah. You know, Darth
Maul. I'd agree with that. I love the choreography and all the lightsaber fights. That's why I love the prequels so much. It's just the lightsabers are flying around. Yeah. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Probably the best lightsaber fight across the movie so far.
Yeah. Musically, it was fantastic, because, I mean, how could it not be? Yeah.
Dual Fates. Mm.
The only thing that... took the movie down, and probably the most important thing in the movie was the writing.
It's just also really boring.
Yes, it was. They took Star Wars and made it into a like C-SPAN broadcast for politics.
Yeah.
Now, granted, as a kid, I didn't care. This was before I could read.
I couldn't get through it. I just thought it was so boring.
Fair. I mean, this was before I could read the opening crawl, and I would have my dad read it to me, and I still didn't understand a word it said because it was all politics. But I understood enough to enjoy the parts that I was supposed to enjoy and just kind of skip over mentally the stuff. So,
It has a charm to it. Back to it. I can't say it's horrible.
As a kid, it was funny, too. Jar Jar Binks, like, for any child, like, they love that. They eat that up.
Yeah.
So I didn't... I'll say...
I can't put it any lower than, like, C tier.
I was thinking D.
Oh,
D?
No.
No, that's for... that. There's movies. There's things like, that are in D tier.
D and C.
Below D.
Yeah, but I feel like... I'd say Phantom Menace is like a solid C.
I'll say C. Because everything goes well for it except for the story itself.
I might rewatch it tonight. I haven't seen it in forever.
So that's B.
That's in B tier, but it's C tier,
buddy.
Oops.
Next up is Attack of the Clones, and that's what I was referring to with there's D tier movies.
That one,
I've only ever seen it once. That's D.
I've only ever seen it one time, so I could not tell you anything except I was miserable.
No, I want you guys to keep in mind, like, these movies all have one redeeming quality, or like one sequence where it's like, okay, the movie sucked, but I'll go back on YouTube and watch this scene. Like, Attack of the Clones, you have the Colosseum fight where it's just
Battle of Geonosis.
Yeah.
I thought that was in Phantom Menace.
No, it was this one. And then Phantom Menace, you had the Darth Maul fight. So there's always something that you can just, like, go back to and enjoy in your own time without watching the whole movie.
It's an action movie, so you're going to find the action scene that's just good.
Yeah, something that, like, I don't know. And
it
then,
depends what they do with the rest of the movie, what makes it.
Yeah. It should be. There's a lot of memeable moments in there. the prequel memes subreddit.
That's the one with sand.
I think it's this one where he was like, I hate sand. It's coarse and rough. And
yeah, he's trying
it
to
gets
flirt
everywhere.
With Padme, and he's telling her how much he hates sand.
Shows how kind of bad the writing was.
The writing is atrocious, which seems to be the story of Disney Star Wars right
now.
But
we're not up there yet.
We're going to get there. I'm holding back.
What about you, David?
I mean, I like Attack of the Clones. Not enough for it to be anything above a D tier, but like again, I was a sucker for all the good lightsaber fights. So seeing all different colors in Battle of Geonosis, just like green, blue, green, you know, purple, even just flying around, like I loved it. But it was also very boring, like you said, like the first one. Also, it's just a lot of politics, and I didn't get it watching it the first time. Now looking back, like it's just kind of boring to me, but I'm still a kid, so I love all the lightsaber fights and everything. But you're right, it's very memeable too. Like Jango Fett gets his head like chopped off, no problem.
I forgot about that.
Oh yeah. Also, I'd like to address the fact that this is the first movie where we have the Jango Fett, what is it, grenade in space, or the
what's that called?
The sound effect, you know, where it like gets really quiet and then like brrr.
Oh,
what is it?
I forget exactly what they called it.
See what I mean? Like, it has cool moments. It has that cool factor that's like, damn, that was cool. What do we got? What's it called?
Seismic charge.
Yes, the seismic charge. Fantastic sound design. Gets me all giddy when I hear it.
And Across the Stars is from this one. It's like, yes, very beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Anakin and Padme's theme.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the Romeo and Juliet theme, honestly. If you go back and listen to that, you'll hear some similarities with the music.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
think the old version, the 60s or whatever the one.
Right.
I just remember listening to that, like, because we all had to watch it in high school. I was like, this sounds like Star Wars.
In high school, we watched the pretty much gangster version of Romeo and Juliet that had, like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Baz Luhrmann.
The Baz Luhrmann one.
Mm.
It was something.
Nice.
Okay, next is Revenge of the Sith, S tier.
S tier, yeah.
Yep.
No debate.
This was on TV last night. Not last night, but like whenever I was at home.
Are we putting it above Empire Strikes
Back?
Above.
No.
I would.
No.
So, it's been a long time since I've seen this movie.
It's such a good movie.
And I need to rewatch it, because...
It's overrated.
Right now, it's probably...
I have the high ground.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, I can quote that entire fight scene.
Yeah.
Bar for
bar. That's what was on TV, and I was like, okay, and I watched it till the end of the movie.
TNT did a Star Wars marathon. I was watching it.
Mm. Nice.
Okay, anything else about Revenge of the Sith other than that it's goated?
I love all the little tidbits they threw in, because I'm a nerd, and I know all the, like, the weird things. Like, you know how, like, Anakin and Obi-Wan always do that weird spin move that they do where they, like, spin it around their back?
Yeah.
And when they're doing their fight, they do it at the exact same time. Like, stupid stuff like that. Like, I love it. I eat it up.
Yeah, fight choreography was fantastic. Fun fact, when I was watching this movie, one of my biggest complaints with the prequels is that the lightsabers don't emit light. So if they turn it on right next to their face, their face doesn't light up blue. But there's one scene in Revenge of the Sith where they're climbing the whatever fixture it is on Mustafar, and I think it's when they're like swinging from the ropes, trying to like whack each other with it. There's one scene where the lightsaber actually emits light, and that was in the entire movie. And I was just like, oh, nice. So that's my like weird nerd tidbit. I was just like, the lightsabers don't do light things until the one scene on the lava planet.
Also, General Grievous. I love him.
Fantastic,
he's so cool.
Yeah.
Did you want to do the rest of the non-Disney ones first? I think it's only Clone Wars movie and show if those are both on there.
I mean, Clone Wars technically was next release, so I think Clone Wars as a whole...
I'm on season two, so I don't...
Oh, so you're watching it too again?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not again, but...
As a whole, I'd say A tier. If we're just talking about season 7, it's S tier.
Okay.
Peak Star Wars.
I'm so excited.
But I think the series as a whole, I'd still give it an A tier. Because, like, you watch it as a kid, and, like, I was the one that would watch it, like, on Cartoon Network when it would come out with one episode, like, every week or whatever. Like, even now, looking back, like, I still enjoy it the same amount. It's just overall 10 out of 10 show. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd agree with A tier. Because, like, There's sections in the show where it's S tier worthy, but it's also a TV show. You're not going to make like 400 episodes of
Season one was
Season one is kind of like it has some good moments, but it's still kind of filler-esque. weirdly to me. But season two is, like, amazing. Mm. It's got great stuff.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to figure out who they were as a show.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, this was for, like, 7-year-olds coming home from after school. Mm-hmm. Like, this is their after-school cartoon. So, the expectations are rock bottom for mm-hmm. these guys. And they still were like, screw it. Let's make a fantastic show that yeah. everyone will enjoy. Like, this is on par with Avatar The Last Airbender level of...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, show quality. Which, by the way, Netflix show sucks.
Oh,
don't even get me started.
I've heard.
It's so terrible.
There's no emotion.
No emotion. No emotion at all. But that's a conversation for... Never. I don't want to think about it.
Fly?
Yeah, and they fly.
And what? They don't fly in other scenes?
They fly now.
They fly now?
When he gets the airship,
mm-hmm.
when they got captured the first time,
mm-hmm.
why don't they fly after him?
It's...
Yeah. Story.
Also, he doesn't waterbend once in the entire goddamn show. In the book titled Water.
Also, Tyler said all that with a mouthful of pizza.
God, it sucks.
Three episodes in, I think.
Don't even bother finishing it.
I know.
Did
it's
you
hard
finish
to
it?
Just
They do the tunnel of two lovers, but it's Sokka and Katara in the tunnel, so it's like weird Alabama love.
Did they skip the
this isn't
the
Star
shopping
Wars.
Center where they steal the scroll?
Oh yeah, it's given to them by the grandma.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's stupid. Kay. There is no pirates.
Oh, okay. I've seen that. I'm like halfway through the book one in the original show.
Yeah, they skip pretty much every side or like. Secondary
right.
storyline, and they just make it so they
that,
go
where
to
they, where, as long as they got the main objective from that. They just
the pirate one should have been kept. That was actually
yes.
good. Like
about two silver pieces.
It also included the cabbage guy.
Yeah. Is the cabbage guy in the show at all yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Briefly.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's get back to Star Wars.
Yeah, you guys can continue talking about that on your Avatar: The Last Podcaster show that you're doing.
Do we agree on A tier?
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
What came out next?
Oh, is the Clone Wars movie on there?
No, not the Clone Wars movie.
That would be straight F tier.
No, it's like a C. Yeah. No, D.
I don't remember it. I remember watching it when I stayed home from school sick,
mm-hmm.
and I the only thing I remember is them climbing up the mountain sideways because some cool song was playing. I think it was Duel of Fates was playing or whatever.
Really did not set the stage for how good the show was going
to
be.
I know. It made the show compared to the movies so different. Like, I didn't really like the movie. Again, I don't remember a whole lot of it either.
Yeah, I blocked
a lot of it out.
In theaters when it came out.
The whole plot was, like, the big thing was Jabba the Hutt's son got kidnapped.
Oh, yeah.
So it feels like a episode kind of plot line. And I don't know. They just stretched it out and made it very political.
Just made a movie out of it.
Yeah.
There's also the 2D work. Clone Wars. The Star Wars vintage thing. That would be S tier for me. That's like...
Yeah, apparently he loves that.
I've seen like one episode.
It's like two hour long episodes on Disney Plus.
Really?
Yeah. They condensed all of them.
That's nice.
It's called like Star Wars Vintage 2D Clone Wars Adventure or something stupid like that.
I'm going to go home and watch it.
Yeah, it's so good. It's peak General Grievous. Like, you got to watch it.
We love General Grievous.
And then, you know, it's got Kit Fisto... He's so... That's his name, the green guy?
Yeah, Kit Fisto.
Yeah, he's so cool.
Clone Wars makes Kit Fisto look dope as hell, too.
Yeah.
There he goes.
He's got his underwater lightsaber.
All right, Rogue One. I think that came next.
Yeah, technically.
I saw it was okay.
Oh, you did?
So,
I really liked
Rogue One.
What?
I liked Rogue One. I think it was a good, like, stray away from the lightsaber and all that jazz that came with, like, the prequels and everything. Mm-hmm. I think it was a lot more of the, like, war side of it, which I liked a lot. I don't know. I'd put it in B tier at least. I'd probably put it in A tier.
You're probably right.
I think I'm totally wrong, too. I think Force Awakens came out first. Totally.
Before Rogue One?
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rogue One came out like 2016.
Force Awakens was the first, like, the kickoff of the new Star Wars wave.
Ooh,
yeah, it came
true.
Out in 2015.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, but Rogue One.
Yeah.
So, it is probably really good. I need to rewatch it, because...
Yeah, I like the third act with Vader, but I just thought it was so boring.
So cool.
Yeah, that makes the movie, like, 10 times better there, too.
I didn't mind it. I didn't mind the movie. I agree. It took a little bit to get going, but I liked. It wasn't like a, you know, typical Disney like yay everyone dies. That's everyone's
what
dead.
That's what I heard Andor is, too. David was telling me about Andor.
Yeah, I mean, it comes right off of the Rogue One show. It's off the, not Jyn Erso, but the other guy.
It's before, right? Or is it, you said after? Because I thought it was a prequel series.
Yeah, I think it's the prequel. It's how he gets involved with the Resistance.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
I think
Rogue One, B.
I'd say B. Yeah,
I'd put it in A. It's just me.
It's not that good.
Yeah, I don't know if the others are the others. And
it's good filler. It has it's a grounded story.
I'll watch it again. Like, it wasn't horrible. I would rate it like a 6 out of 10, which isn't a horrible rating for me. That's like, yeah, I liked it. Like, it's not great, but
Rebels.
Yes.
I never watched it, so David, the floor is yours.
I really liked Rebels. I don't think it definitely wasn't as good as the Clone Wars, but I liked the new, fresh storylines with everyone. I was a huge fan of Ezra and Kanan, because you never heard of anything about Kanan and any of the other ones. It was fresh, but it also felt like it fit in. Like, you didn't question it. You weren't like, who's this guy, you know? And I really liked the story with Thrawn. Like, you don't see a lot of the other, like, major generals in the Empire. They're usually just, like, behind Vader or somebody else. But, you know, getting, like, up close and personal with one of, like, the stories make it out to be, and all the, like, not canon books, like, the legend books and stuff make Thrawn to be, like, a total badass, like, one of the coolest guys. And I don't think Rebels does that entirely, because obviously it's still, like, animation, and it's still sort of for kids, but I mean, like, he was scary, and Disney made him definitely feel scary for being a cartoon.
Now, Rebels is canon, right?
Yeah, Rebels is, but there's a lot of stuff about Thrawn that, like, they got from, like, the Legends books that, you know, aren't canon.
They also, like, dipped into a bunch of more, like, Force mystical stuff.
Oh.
Like, the world between worlds or whatever, like, the place out of time or something where, Ezra, like, goes in and saves, like, he basically, like, goes back in time, like, he can, it's like this area in space and time that's, like, created by the Force or something. It's very mystical, and it's cool. It's like a deeper level of what the Force is without it being, like, oh, well, I guess she can heal things now without any explanation, or, oh, look, Leia's flying through space. Yippee.
Go Disney. And I think Clone Wars had moments of that, too, because, like, the episode where Anakin and Ahsoka go on the planet with the father and the son.
You have a button for that.
But, like, that same thing, like, exploring, like, the real, like, depths of the Force, and it's not just, like, a power and ability, and it's, like, the whole, like, sort of spiritual aspect of it.
I'd say, yeah, I think it's good. I put Rebels at A.
I'd put Rebels at A.
Yeah, okay. It's the lowest level of A. It's not above anything in the A tier.
Clone Wars definitely still much better, but I don't think Rogue One and anything else compares to it.
I'd say Rebels is, like, the one that I watch, and not just, like, even without watching, like, any other Star Wars. I think that was the first thing of Star Wars I've even considered watching, and sitting down and watching it.
Yeah.
Watching it is the first one.
And I think you can pick up Rebels and not know a whole lot and still, like, get through most of it without, like, needing a ton of explanation. I mean, you have characters like Ahsoka and stuff that come up, and, like, Anakin. But, like, for the most part, it's, like, a brand new story that eventually does tie into the rest of it. But, like I said, you can, like, sit down and watch it and not be confused. What came out next? I guess Force Awakens.
Yeah.
So,
I was saying it probably came up before, but circle back.
Yeah, we're going back. Let's get it going with the Disney stuff now.
Force Awakens makes me
sad. Or, like, really get into it.
I got when I saw this, I did not like it because I was mad that it was just a New Hope ripoff.
I feel like it really pissed me off.
That's the talking point.
Like, I feel like anybody can agree. Like, they literally just ripped off a New Hope. And then the worst thing is like, if you haven't, like, going on, like, after, like, Rise of Skywalker, like, it's literally copy-paste because they reveal, like, who the family is and stuff. It's just copy-paste of the entire...
We're going to get into spoilers when we get...
We're about to jump in.
Yeah, I'd probably just give the warning.
Spoilers!
For all things Star Wars.
Yeah, it's been, what, 10 years now? We're pushing 10 years on it.
Oh, that makes me sad, too.
Force Awakens came out 9 years. 9 years.
So we're in, like, 9 years.
Ah.
Shit. Fucking hell. Anyways, I remember I stayed up Me and my brother went to the midnight release of it.
Me too.
And I was just like, it's kind of lame. Like, I enjoyed it. It was fun to see Star Wars in the theater for the first time as, like, I was like 15 or something. But, like, yeah, there was points in it where I was just like, this could be cool. This could turn out to be a really cool series. I think they played it too safe, and I know I'm going to sound like a hypocrite when I blame The Last Jedi for playing it, like, or taking too many risks. But they took shitty risks. But in terms of The Force Awakens, again, visually everything was fine.
Yeah.
The sound was perfect. The music was good. Mm-hmm. Everything that makes it a movie was good. I think the story could have been better. And I think having Finn become the Jedi or the main character later in the series would have been cooler. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like a stormtrooper turned Jedi, that would have been sick.
I always say that, like, there's a reason that Star Wars came back after this movie, because it's a good movie by itself, but when you look at, like, the broader scope, it just makes me sad, because it's so lame.
I mean, The way they set it up, like, they could have gone a bunch of different ways with it. Like, they didn't have to go the way they did with The Last Jedi. They could have most definitely still made Finn, like, even if he wasn't the Jedi or, like, the main person, like, he could have been closer to Han Solo than we thought, you know what I mean? Because, obviously, you got Poe, who's very much, like, the Han Solo, like, fighter pilot, you know, gunner type of guy. But I feel like they could have given Finn something like that, like, sort not even, not a role, but, like, a sort of feel like that. And they made him seem sort of helpless, especially in the second movie.
Rey!
Exactly. He just screams out for Rey.
Well, but, you know what he was going to tell Rey in the Rise of Skywalker.
Third one?
Yeah. You know what he was going to tell her? He kept saying, I have something to tell you.
I thought he was going
to
tell her that he loved her.
No, apparently they said that he was going to tell her that he's force sensitive.
Well, there is mention of that. Because he did say, what was it, in the third movie? We're jumping ahead. But
We'll get there.
I think,
what are we ranking this? I'm thinking,
I'd say it's like,
It's a C and B tier.
I'd say bottom B.
Yeah, I agree.
At this point, I wasn't, my hopes weren't just shot for Disney Star Wars. I was hopeful, and I was like, okay, this could be really cool. Kylo Ren is sick. Kind of pissed they killed Han Solo, but, like, I get it. I get it.
I've got a funny story with that. I saw this movie opening night too, but, like, not midnight. I think I saw it, you know, whatever. But anyways, I saw it with a friend of mine. And I'll keep his name out of this just so he doesn't get made fun of. But we were in the theater, and it got to the end where Han Solo died. And he loved him so much. So he got really pissed, and we were sitting by the wall, and punched the wall. He was, like, breathing super hard. I'm like, I was trying to take it seriously, but then I saw that, and I just started dying laughing.
One of my mom's friends said that before she's, like, not a Star Wars fan at all. And she said that before she saw the movie, one of her friends is a Star Wars fan. So she acted like to one of her friends that she saw the movie already, and she said, yeah, Han Solo dies, because she just didn't think something like that would happen in the movie.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so I just remember that I don't know why, but that's funny.
The Han Solo dies meme was our generation's version of, like, Snape kills Dumbledore, or, like, Dobby
spoilers
dies.
Jeez, what if someone's reading Harry Potter, dude?
Well, honestly, that's on them.
It's kind of, unfortunately, it's like the Big Bang Theory episode, and it's been out for a long time.
Yeah,
you can't really.
There was a lot of memes.
There's a spoiler for Big Bang Theory.
Anyways,
Sheldon wins the Nobel Prize.
Force Awakens, really low B tier, just because it like didn't piss me off yet. Mm-hmm. Next up,
Last Jedi.
Woo!
Oops. Well, that's Cole's reaction.
Shit's F tier.
F tier.
Shit's F tier. And I here's why.
No. Stop laughing, folks.
I'm gonna tell you.
Donald,
get that out of
here. Donald.
Donald. Here's I'm gonna give you the reasons why it's F tier. In the grand scheme of things, again, visually it was good.
Uh-huh.
I think some of the sequences were really pretty to look at.
Uh-huh. Especially the casinos, right, Ning?
No.
I gotta switch it here.
I totally blocked that out. Thanks for reminding me, because that really puts it in F tier.
That was such a terrible storyline.
Yeah, like crate the with the red.
Yeah.
That was cool. Anyways, so they basically turned this giant space cowboy story of Star Wars and turned it into a slow speed highway pursuit, like O.J. Simpson type movie, where it was literally sick. It was so dumb. It was the dumbest shit ever. And then with this movie, they subverted your expectations for the sake of subverting your expectations. They did nothing to add to the story, and it really just made the only people who like this movie are people who are like pseudo film nerds and Donald, and who people are like, oh yeah, it was so fucking good, it was so good. I just love the way that he just like just made it so like different than everything just because it was so good.
It's no, J.J. Abrams, right?
Oh, Rian Johnson.
Rian Johnson.
Oh, okay.
He did Knives Out.
I haven't seen that.
Which also sucked.
No!
It was bad. Again. Actually, Glass Onion was worse. Knives Out was okay.
Glass Onion's better than Knives Out, dude.
It's so bad. It's so bad. It's his subvert the expectations just because he was.
What about Brick? Have you seen Brick?
No.
Brick's amazing.
Okay, so actually, without me like freaking out and foaming at the mouth, The Last Jedi, I hate what they did with Luke. Again, spoilers. They killed him just because, fuck you, that's why. Luke became such a... I'm just going to keep swearing in this episode. I don't care.
Hey, there's an explicit tag on it, dude.
They made Luke into this, like, wussified hermit just because they wanted to, for no reason whatsoever and no actual explanation.
Yeah, like two flashbacks, and they're like, this is why everything is the way it is now.
Yeah, like, oh.
Let's put it on it. Without seeing very much of... I'm just like, isn't he supposed to be like a really good guy who just fought things?
And he's supposed like, to.
Yeah, I just retired to his island.
Yeah, he was supposed to be this like.
And he's milking freaking.
Yeah, he's sitting there just milking.
Drinking the green milk.
Hey, remember that green milk that he had back in Tatooine? Well, here it is. Look at that. He's drinking it right from the tit.
So awesome. What about the penguin guys?
Oh, the merchandise?
No, what are they called?
Merchandise.
Pongs, frogs, something like that.
Oh, it's about the little bird.
Yeah, merchandise.
Yeah, they're just made of the salad.
Oh!
They no purpose but to be sold.
I want one.
That was George Lucas.
They're so cute.
No. George Lucas was done at this
point. Oh, that was the mouse.
That was the mouse.
That was the mouse.
That
like,
was the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, so I got another funny story. If you're not done, are you done?
Oh, I'm not. I still got more to say about the movie. Yeah, it sucks. Leia should not have flown through the space.
They should have killed her then. I don't know why.
Yeah.
When I saw that in theaters, I was like, okay, because this was right off the news. Like, she just passed. I'm like, I get it. This is not how I wanted it, but, like, what else are they going to do? And then next thing you know, she's, like, Christopher Reeves-ing, like, ba 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 ba.
I feel like Robbie driving.
I feel like we talked about last time you were
We here. Did. Last time I was here. That was stupid. The casino planet was a waste of time. Finn became such a loser and yelling for Rey. Rey became such a loser. Kylo was a baby back bitch. And like...
All of them. Every single character.
Also, Snoke doesn't exist. So,
yeah. They made this another big bad, and then at the end, they're just like, he's not real.
So where The Force Awakens was supposed
Rey's
to be this...
family origins, though, that she's nobody.
Stupid. So stupid. They took The Force Awakens where J.J. Abrams was like, all right, here's the setup. Here you go, Ryan. Here's an alley-oop. And Ryan just, like, completely switched sports. Like, he wasn't even playing basketball at that point. He just, like,
rugby.
Put his skates on and then started smacking the basketball with a hockey stick. Just because, like there was no plan for this trilogy. And I think J.J. had to save it with the third movie as best he could, but... This movie was such a smack in the face for every Star Wars fan because Rian Johnson wanted to be a film auteur.
Hey, it brings back classic film mantras going back to Kurosawa and 50s samurai films.
It does?
Honestly, if I see J.J. or Rian Johnson in a room...
It's on site.
It's on site.
It's on site.
I'm beating the shit out of him.
So we're going S tier, right?
We're going F tier.
F tier.
Just because of all the shit they ruined with the setup, and they could have done stuff so much better and so much cooler.
But what about just as a movie, not Star Wars?
If it was any other movie than Star Wars, I would put it at like a B tier.
Sure, then let's go B tier.
Well, I don't know about that either.
No.
Then you're removing the story, and it's just about how it looks like.
Yeah.
Music.
Like, why do you like it? Why is it S tier for you?
I don't know. It's just really entertaining.
Everybody else hates it.
What?
What?
No, it's just I just feel like up until that point not all of the Star Wars movies, but like the Disney ones were like made by a committee, and I feel like this one is the only one again that took risks. Maybe it took too many risks, but it took them. And okay. I find that commendable. I don't know.
But it didn't pay off.
And again, it doesn't
like it because it's made by directly one person as like a director.
Well, yeah, but also it again, as I said, it brings back, it calls back to, like, Kurosawa movies and, like, samurai movies, and, like, there's tropes in there. Because, like, Star Wars was based on Seven Samurai, and so, which is a...
great movie.
A great movie. But it's also, like, a 50s samurai movie, and so they're bringing elements of those back into Star Wars, and I think that's pretty cool. But.
Yeah, well, they killed Luke for no reason, so that was dumb. That's what... Also, what the hell was Rose doing? Why did she just... She
was like a love interest for...
I was rewatching it recently, and I was really liking it until Rose showed up, and then I was like, yeah, I see why people don't
like
it.
She should not be in there. Just
and it's not the actor's
fault.
She
shouldn't have saved Finn. She should have let Finn sacrifice himself.
Seriously.
It would have made his character arc just a little bit better.
I'm not saying it's a perfect movie, but I just...
Yeah. So, back to that story. It's not really funny. It kind of pokes fun at the casino scene. So the casino scene is, like, super fucking long for no reason. Yeah, no reason. And I saw this movie opening night again, probably at this theater at Ada. And I know the owner there pretty well. So the casino scene's gone or whatever, and I'm probably like a fourth of the way through it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get snacks or something. So I walk out there, and I'm talking to him about the movie. And I'm like, this isn't that good. And I'm like, this casino scene's like very long and boring. He's like, yeah, I know. And I'm out there for like probably 10, 15 minutes just talking to him. Walk back in, casino scene. So
I never understood that.
I skipped over
that.
The casino scene when I was watching it.
It doesn't make any sense to me. The casino, you got to go to the casino scene, find the guy with the rose lapel or the rose thing on his, and then they find this one random guy. I was like, yeah, I'll do it for you for $400.
And they had like some kid on there that had four.
They just gave another kid four sensitivity, and all he did was pick up a broom. Like,
I think the ending of the movie was like the biggest reason why I walked out of the theater, just rolling my eyes perpetually, just when I see Ray doing like the like crisscross applesauce and just rocks are all floating around her.
No, the end to Rise of Skywalker is worse.
Oh yeah, it is.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Last Jedi, F tier.
There's some really cool scenes in Last Jedi though, like the fight between Kylo Ren and.
Don't say it, please. Don't say
what?
It.
What
are you gonna say, Luke?
No.
Okay.
Ray.
Something like that.
Yeah, with the Royal Guards.
And
that's
red
a good
room.
Scene.
That was so
it
cool.
Looks very
Once
good.
Again, the choreography is pretty good in this. It's not as good as like
prequels. It's better than what it's been in the first two or one and a half movies.
If you actually watch that fight scene though, you'll see a bunch of like the red guy. I don't know. The Praetorian guards are like. There's spots where they could like just completely kill either of them, but because the choreography was set a certain way, like they had to sit there and hobble back and pretend like they couldn't swing or anything. So if you watch it, you'll see like it's not as good as you think it is. But yeah, I do like that they did a big wide shot instead of just multiple cuts, and there were some cool moves in there. Mm-hmm. But it still sucked.
Yes.
So if it were me, I would put it in C tier. You've convinced me. But
we did some.
Can we do E tier?
For the Last Jedi?
No, yeah. For Force.
No.
Right. Yeah, Last Jedi.
No.
Because it's poopy.
It's bad.
There's a movie that deserves to be F tier.
I'm really
Which one?
The next one.
Rise of Skywalker.
You know they both can be F tier, right?
Yeah, but I don't like saying that Last Jedi is as bad as Rise of Skywalker.
Last Jedi is better than Rise of Skywalker. No, flip it.
Yeah.
Rise of Skywalker is better than Last Jedi, but it's still F.
They did a lot for the fans. They did a lot of, like, tiebacks. And I like that.
But what about Rose just taking a back seat? Like, they made us care so much about Rose.
No,
I didn't care about her in the first place.
That was a perfect play. Here's what happened. J.J. Abrams played it safe with the first movie, but he set a bunch of things up. And then Rian Johnson just comes and just pisses all over the entire project. And then Disney was like, shit, now we gotta just bring J.J. Abrams back and just salvage whatever you can find. And then the only thing he could do was just, here's a bunch of fan service because I can't do what I wanted to do.
But what about the 50 made-up characters that had no point and that served no purpose?
Which characters?
Like the green robot guy and the one dude.
Green robot, anybody?
I don't know green robot.
You talking about the little roly guy? Little cone head?
Yes.
He was cute.
Oh, yeah, merchandise.
There's so many.
Merchandise.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're talking about the goddamn penguin thing as merchandise, you're not about to blasphemize a robot.
The robot again, merchandise. That was Lego merchandise.
Yeah, it was.
And then the other guy,
What about you? He's dead. 2 seconds later, 50 things have happened and he's not dead.
Okay, this is why the movie's an F tier. Because it was like
He's trying.
High F tier. He's true. I
put still- it in E.
Yeah, I'm a, oh. It might be E.
It's a two.
It's good enough.
No.
Like it, like you said, like it take, like obviously there's so, like he couldn't have done anything. Like they, he got a terrible second movie to deal with. But like the scene where all the Jedi are talking, they got Hayden Christensen's voice, they got Samuel L. Jackson. Like that was good. I liked that. And like all the scene with all the ships coming in. Like, they had the ghost from Rebels. They had a couple of, like, Clone Wars stuff. Like, stuff like that, like, for me, it saved it. Obviously, the last scene's duty. Like, it's terrible.
So bad.
Skywalker.
So bad.
Oh, my God.
I would be okay with E tier.
Why does he have to be Rey Skywalker?
It's not, by any means, a good Star Wars movie. But it's better than The Last Jedi.
I'll say the like wallpaper cover or whatever. It's actually it kind of looks cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Visually it looked good, especially like the lightning and stuff with Palpatine. Somehow, Palpatine
this is the theme
returned.
With all of the new Disney shit.
It's somehow every, Palpatine returned.
No explanation.
That looks cool.
He just defeated death. Like I get it.
Do you
like,
know Red Letter Media?
Uh-uh.
You should watch their Star Wars reviews. They're so funny. But
the theme with the new Disney shit is. Everything, okay, for the most part, everything's fine. Audio's fine. Visual effects are fine-ish sometimes. The story and the writing is just dookie. I don't know where they're finding these COVID writers now, but, like, fuck.
Why don't they just let Dave...
Percy Jackson
yeah, Percy Jackson.
But everything looked good.
Everything looked okay. Avatar The Last Airbender. Bending was okay. I mean, yeah. I mean,
why don't
still COVID writers.
Why don't they let Dave Filoni just run the Star Wars universe? He does the.
They should. He's done because he's done a lot of the TV shows.
Yeah.
Who's the? It's not Kathleen Kennedy. It's
I know.
The Mandalorian. Like
maybe it is Kathleen Kennedy who's just getting her grubby little paws and everything.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
her. Yeah,
it is.
Her feminism message thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even that. It's just
like if
she
they did it well, then fine.
It's just like she has her grubby little paws and everything that. Filoni wants to create, or Favreau too. Like they're these guys have they understand Star Wars, and then you get this corporate butthole who's, how can we merchandise this? How can we make money for the mouse? Which, by the way, Mickey Mouse, public domain.
Steamboat Willie.
Well, Steamboat Willie is.
Yeah, you go ahead and Google Steamboat Willie right now.
There's a horror movie coming out.
They got a horror movie coming out. They got two, actually. They got a game coming out.
Really?
They're taking full force on this shit. Just like they did with Winnie the Pooh.
Well, let's get into the shows.
Horror movie. Oh, it doesn't have Obi-Wan and Ahsoka on there.
So, let's see. Obi-Wan S? Okay.
Obi-Wan would be C tier for me.
Yeah, but didn't you just rewatch it very recently?
I was watching it with my dad. Yeah.
Huh? I was going to say, Cole said it good in class. It could have been a movie of the Obi-Wan series.
Yeah, Obi-Wan. Some guy did a cut. And made it into a movie, like a 2-hour, 2.5-hour movie, and it was pretty good.
He cut out some of like the really unimportant.
Just cut out the filler.
Young Leia's.
Yeah, it's probably more. I don't know. I definitely have a nostalgia for Obi-Wan because he's probably my favorite Jedi. It's probably like an A for me.
I would put it at an A or B because I also love the nostalgia, especially with like Hayden Christensen back in the suit and like sort of hearing his voice and like seeing his face with
there
the mask.
Was, like, some really good like visual. Scenes
yeah,
in this
there
movie.
Was some stuff that was like, damn, this is cool.
Yeah,
it could have been a movie. It should have been a movie. For that reason, I'm putting it at B. Because there was a lot of waiting around. And keep in mind, this is a show that comes out every week. Mm-hmm. So in those middle episodes, you're sitting there, you're like, all right, it's Thursday or whatever day it came out. Been waiting a week for this. And it's just Princess Leia as a 4-year-old getting chased through the forest or something stupid like that. You're like, this is what I waited a week for. And you see Darth Vader once at the end of the episode, and he's
no,
like...
No, but I really liked it. The fight between Darth Vader and Obi-Wan, the lightsaber battle, that was
the
sick.
Lighting was cool. And then there was a point where, like, it's a blue lightsaber lighting the scene, and then all of a sudden the red lights up. And apparently they said that was completely accidental, like, where Anakin turns back to Darth Vader, and it just goes to red. And they're like, that camera just caught that, and we're like, holy shit, that was cool. So, like... There was some stuff that they were doing that it was fantastic to see, and the show itself was cool in moments, but there was a lot of filler that you had to wait a week for just to see.
The Leia stuff was...
So I'm going to put it at B. What are you guys thinking?
I was going to say C.
I'm going to say A, but B, I understand.
You could probably let me settle it at B.
Yeah, I'll settle it.
Obi-Wan.
Huh? Obi-Wan.
It's not on the list, but we're talking about it.
So now for the last 10 minutes.
Well, my friend Brendan Novak, who was on the show on the last episode.
Shout out.
Shout out. He was he did point something out to me with Obi-Wan, and he's talking about how like Disney handles lightsabers now. He said there was a scene where like Obi-Wan hit a stormtrooper with a lightsaber and it literally just bounced right off him.
See, I made a joke about this today in class where I was like, they turned lightsabers into baseball bats.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to decapitate anyone.
Which is, come on.
And I get it for the video games, like the Jedi Order or Fallen Order where like you can't have the lightsaber melt through every enemy that you see. It's kind of lame. Like, it doesn't have any... It's supposed to be like a Dark Souls kind of game where it's hard.
Yeah.
But in the shows, you dink a lightsaber, you're supposed to get cut up into a billion pieces. Whereas now it's like somehow the stormtroopers have the same armor as Mandalorians.
Right.
Where they're invincible. And it's so stupid. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Ahsoka, where in the show you get stabbed the same way Qui-Gon does, and... Sorry.
Let's try to avoid... I will be a little mean. I'll try to avoid spoilers for Ahsoka, because I haven't seen that yet, and I do want to watch it.
You could
Or I might get it. Out or something.
You could skip it.
We'll skip Ahsoka. What about The Mandalorian?
S tier.
S. That's yeah. S for me. That shit's gold.
Are we talking all seasons? Seasons?
I haven't
all
seen seasons? The new season.
A.
Yeah, I'd say A.
Uh-oh.
I'd say...
Like season three.
I'm basing it off, like, first two seasons.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new season, so I would say...
I'd put it above Rebels, though.
It was the first two seasons, it was S.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But because of the third season where it was...
Second place A? High A?
It's a high A, yeah. Including the third season. Yes.
Are we putting just it above Clone Wars?
I'd
say yeah.
Okay.
I didn't like the direction they went with the third season, but I also didn't hate it. It wasn't enough for me to be like, ugh, I'm done with this show. But
it
the first two seasons...
They got rid of Baby Yoda, and I was like, I'm out!
Hey!
Yeah, they killed him.
No, they didn't. Or Tyler's just...
Mandalorian was good. Anyway. It was a good change of pace.
You know what show is like probably a good C tier for me?
Book of Boba Fett.
Book of Boba Fett. That yeah. became fucking Mandalorian.
Yeah, Mandalorian season 2.5.
Honestly, I'd put that one a D.
Yeah, I don't know, because I feel like it might be better than... No, I think it's like just a little below Attack of the Clones. Or Attack of the Clones, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. They had... Like, they could have done something great, because Boba Fett's such a cool character that we didn't know much about, other than, like, if you read the legend, I'm guessing. And people have been wanting a show about him. And they finally answered us, but they just... They made him very forgiving. Like, they didn't make him so...
Yeah, he was so soft.
Useless, and
he was,
we
like, trying to be diplomatic.
Yeah,
and
you
shit.
Spend 5 years getting digested, and you just become a happy-go-lucky guy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, trying to steal my land. All right, you have fun with it. Go right ahead. Oh, I'm going to go fly off in the sunset, and I'm going to go
ride my rancor.
I'm going to go ride my rancor and Tatooine. I'm going to go sit in Jabba's palace. Oh, look, it's Fennec over there. Hey, Fennec, I love you. Stupid. He's supposed to be like a merciless bounty hunter who hates everyone and only looks out for himself.
Now he's taking care of everyone.
That's kind of how he was in Mandalorian.
Now he's just like a typical New Zealander. He's just like, loves everyone and he's so chill.
He's trying to help everybody out.
He got his armor back. He's like,
oh yeah, got me armor back. I'm alright.
He can't put his fucking helmet on for me.
Solo?
Solo.
I never watched it.
Forgettable.
Yeah, it was okay.
But I also didn't mind it. It was
I like seeing Maul again.
Fine. Yeah, I thought that whole thing with Maul at the end was cool.
Whoa.
He said it first.
I did say first.
Low B, high C.
I'd give it a C.
I'd say, yeah, I'd, that's okay. I'm cool with that.
I'm going to watch it soon.
Do we even want to rank fucking Star Wars Resistance?
Never seen it.
Never seen it.
F.
Is Visions on there? Because I've seen a few episodes of Visions.
I've seen
cool.
the first season. It's very nice.
Visions was cool.
I haven't seen any of it.
Are we missing anything shows-wise? I know we're missing some series.
Yeah, did we ever rank Andor? I mean, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen Andor.
I mean, it's sort of also forgettable. It's a lot of politics, but it's also, like, okay. I'd give it a C. Okay. At best. Maybe a D.
I've heard it's like S tier. I've heard Dang. People love it.
I personally don't like it. I know a lot of people love it because it's different than most of the other Star Wars. It gives the Rogue One vibe, which I thought was okay, but it was, I personally didn't like it. A lot of people love it. Not for me.
Is there anything else?
No. Well, I was going to say, I do like Star Wars with politics. It's just, it's got to be done right.
Yeah, I agree.
They usually aren't.
I think, like, as a kid, we didn't pay attention to it, so, it, like, it didn't matter what they tried to do with it, but, like, now, like, really watching for, like, all of it, not just the cool lightsaber fights, like, it's good, and, like, I don't know, I don't want to say I enjoy it, but, like, it's informative, you know, it helps, like, kind of put the pieces together for the entire story, because you don't see a lot about the government issues other than who's at war.
Yeah.
But it's not really, like, it's not exciting to me. Oh. So, I don't know. But I liked Rogue One more in the sense because it was less of the politics and government, and it was more, like, war and guerrilla warfare and, you know, shit like that. It reminded me of, like, you know, storming the beaches of Normandy, like, the cool World War II documentaries.
Or, like, Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
So, here's Star Wars in timeline order, just to make sure we have everything. This is as it's listed on Disney+. The Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Clone Wars, Revenge of the Sith, Bad Batch. We didn't do that one.
It's a tie off of Clone Wars. I like it. I haven't seen the second season yet. The first season was really good. It was honestly just, I just like seeing
Rika, Nor, Tick, Hunter,
Omega.
Where would you put it?
I'd put it A or B.
It's probably like a B. So I'm cool with a B.
I give it a B. Bad Batch.
Okay.
Hunter.
So Rika. Star Wars story.
Rika.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Star Wars Rebels, Andor, Rogue One, New Hope, Empire, Return of the Jedi, Mandalorian, Boba Fett, Ahsoka, Resistance, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, we hit them pretty much.
Ahsoka, D tier.
What about...
Yeah, I was about to be like, we can at least still rank Ahsoka.
What about Tales of the Jedi? I don't know.
I would put Ahsoka at A. I loved it.
D tier. It was poopy.
I don't want to spoil it, but like I want to say the parts that made me excited to put me at an A, but
Ahsoka
I won't.
Ahsoka just forgot to act. I'm tired of them setting things up for the sake of setting things up.
I know, but like
do something with
it. Ahsoka was my favorite character in Clone Wars. Like I loved her.
Okay.
And I feel like you're right. They definitely could have done more with her, but everything else about it, I liked it. A lot of flashbacks. That's all I'm going to say. A lot of cool flashbacks.
I'd rather sit in a room and be forced to listen to Omega from the Bad Batch read me Shakespeare at, like, a screaming level than watch another episode of Ahsoka.
That's insane. Even, like, the episodes with, like, you know, like, the good ones...
Which, there was, like none of them.
The flashbacks.
I know what they're talking about.
They were doing this in class, except it was full-on spoilers.
Not a single good episode. It was, again, waiting a week for mediocre episodes is just... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just such...
It's all these animated shows going to live action, and they just...
Tyler, I swear to God!
What about the World Between Worlds, that whole scene?
Yeah.
That was good?
That was cool for 5 minutes.
Live action.
What?
Animated series, the live action, good one.
What about Tales of the Jedi? Did you watch that?
I haven't watched. Wait. That's the like ones with Baby Ahsoka and Dooku and stuff.
Yeah, those little new shorts.
I liked them. I didn't think they were all that exciting. I like seeing Dooku as a Jedi and seeing like Qui-Gon and Yoda and the three of them interact. But other than that, like young Ahsoka, I mean, like we already know a lot about her. So.
Oh. So let's go over the tier list. What did we put?
The only S tier is Revenge of the Sith and Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back is above Revenge of the Sith for the record.
Oh, that's okay. And then next in order in A is Return of the Jedi, A New Hope, Mandalorian.
Can't believe Return of the Jedi is above A New Hope.
That's whatever. Clone Wars and Rebels. B tier is Rogue One and Force Awakens. C tier, we've got Phantom Menace and Solo. D is Attack of the Clones. E is Rise of Skywalker. And then F...
Oh.
The Last Jedi in Resistance, simply because refused to watch it.
That's about the worst tier list I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't know if we did very good on that, but
about what?
I think we did fantastic. Donald, you can fight me over The Last Jedi.
I'll die on that hill too. Last Jedi sucks.
Okay, well, thank you, Cole.
You're welcome. I'm gonna go home and
watch Last Jedi and cry.
No. If I
watch the next, the newest episode of Ahsoka?
No.
Definitely.
Watch the Star Wars 2D Clone Wars micro series?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what I'm going to watch? It's on Disney Plus now.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
After the Last Airbender live action Netflix?
It's not on. No, they just, they made a Star Wars Young Jedi Adventures where they made everyone babies.
Oh, yeah, David told me about that.
You are not about to watch that.
No.
I made my niece and nephew watch it last time we babysat them. I got to start them young.
I was actually watching Shogun.
Good show. Yeah, is that good? I want to watch that.
It's good. You have to pay attention because half of it's in Japanese and you have to read the subtitles. The other half's in English.
Oh, drat.
Oh, they have
no dub?
A dub, I'm pretty sure.
they can't dub it because it's like there's a English character in it and he's speaking English, but he's technically speaking Portuguese, but they're just saying it's Portuguese, but he's speaking English because it'd be kind of hard to be doing three languages at once in a show.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, it was good.
Anything else you want to say about Star Wars, Cole?
What's coming out next with Star Wars? Does anyone know?
Oh, yeah. We've got two movies coming out that are planned. We've got, first, let's get the worst out of the way. We've got a Rey Skywalker solo movie coming out.
Do we know if this is, like, before, after?
It's supposed to be after.
What are they even going
to
do?
I don't know, but I heard it's supposed to be a solo. Like, it's just, like, an individual movie, but they said it's open for a sequel. Shouldn't it be? They're looking to get, like, cast two apprentices and, like, a villain. I feel like one of the apprentices might be the kid from the end of Last Jedi. That'd be, you know.
That'd be something.
I hope they do to Rey what they did to Luke. Killer.
Make her old and ugly and killer.
Grumpy.
But the other one, which I'm kind of excited for, is they're doing a Mandalorian and Grogu movie.
Mm. Oh, yeah, and it's going to lead up right to the, what is it?
Like Return of the Jedi?
No, it's because it's after Return of the Jedi. It's like going to like The Force Awakens, setting up the sequel series.
Well, what about The Acolytes coming in June?
What's that about?
Really?
Yeah, it's about like the High Republic.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I've been hearing. I didn't know if it was the High Republic or not. I love the High Republic.
Yeah. I'm very excited for like them to start delving into Old Republic and that stuff because that's somewhere we should be going. We can't go much further right now. Honestly, we probably need to step back and go into like.
There's so much to do in all of that stuff. There's so much lore that they can pull out. Like so many names that people will like. But I don't know. I think. Because, like, the Jedi are at their peak at that moment, and there's, like, tons of Sith. Like, not just the Rule of Two, but you got all the Sith assassins and everything running around.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Yep.
I'm going to go home and play with my Porgs and enjoy all my Star Wars Funko Pop because I love consumerism. And George Lucas is my idol.
As Red Letter Media said, you know, don't question product, just consume product and then want more product.
Exactly. I love Disney. Please sponsor us.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed that hour of middle-aged, I guess we're not, of like 20-year-old white dudes talking about Star Wars. He just turned off the lights on us. That was very rude. Okay, bye, Cole. Bye. Well, guys, as it turns out, the episode was too long for me to upload it if we include House Moving Castle and the Star Wars tier list. So episode 6, part 1, will be the Star Wars tier list, which is what you just listened to. Next week will be episode 6, part 2, in which me, Nate, Tyler, and David discuss House Moving Castle and Mean Girls 2024. So we hope to see you there. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Have a happy Best Picture Day.